Only one citizens' initiative has qualified for the November election, but a court challenge prompted by Mayor David Condon yesterday seeks to keep it off the ballot. Opponents say he's playing into political pressure. The Worker Bill of Rights is proposed by Envision Spokane. It would enforce right to a family wage when employed by a large company, right to equal pay, freedom from wrongful termination, and a fourth contentious right that makes corporate powers subordinate to people's rights. All initiatives are reviewed by the hearing examiner, and he wrote that the corporation section exceeded the jurisdictional limits of the initiative power. Condon says that opinion is the source of his challenge.
He determined that the city lacked legislative authority to reduce federal or state constitutional rights or otherwise enact laws that conflict with their laws. And so, and that's in essence the issue.
The initiative says if a corporation violates the Worker Bill of Rights, it should not have the power to challenge the bill in court like a person would. Envision Spokane spokesperson Kai Hushke said in a statement, the mayor is challenging the rights of citizens to use the initiative process. Condon says he supports that process, but that this measure threatens the power of city government.
This takes into account any organization that has a corporate designation. So, you know, most of your nonprofits are corporations, your hospitals, your universities. And then in the case of the city, it negates the standing of their city government in the court system.
Condon's opponent in the mayoral race, Char Lichty, doesn't mince words in her review of this action.
Well, it's a lawsuit against the citizens, as I see it. It not so much Envision. It's a barrier and a violation of allowing the democratic process to happen. So I'm looking at the timing of it, pressure coming from people who have endorsed and donated to his campaign, putting pressure on him to block this from going forward to the ballot.
Lichty says if she were mayor now, she would let the Worker Bill of Rights go to the voters and let the people decide. Condon's challenge is on behalf of the city of Spokane against Envision Spokane and the auditor's office. It seeks to put an injunction on the measure and prohibit it from going before voters. No court date has been announced. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.